Hello and welcome. This file is called Tomboy. Now the first thing I like to say is that this is not a self-help file. This is a highly fetishized, forced masculinization tomboy fantasy. Think about it as a female version of the average sissy file. And just like those sissy files, this file defines being a little tomboy as something very submissive. Just a little submissive toy. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Focus on my voice. Relax. And let's begin. Now just relax. Focus on my voice and imagine your fingertips are touching latex. Feel the material under your fingertips. Feel the temperature of the latex. Feel its surface, the smooth sensation, the slight give of the material. Just feel it. And now imagine it begins to transform your skin into latex. Feel it. Feel your fingertips turning into latex. The skin on your fingers more and more turning into black latex. Feel it growing over your fingers. Relaxing your fingers more and more, feeling so pleasurable as your skin is transforming into latex. It grows over your fingers, over your hands, relaxing all the muscles in your hands, making you feel so comfortable, so wonderful, and you enjoy the sensation. You know that you're safe. As the latex grows over your hands and over your wrists and up your arms, the sensation of your latex skin is so pleasurable, gives you a slight tingle of arousal as the latex grows up your arms, transforming your skin into latex and flows over your elbows and up your upper arms. Relaxing your arms more and more, giving you more of this pleasurable sensation as more of your skin is turned into latex and your new latex skin is so sensitive, feels so wonderful as it grows over your shoulders, merging, flowing around and up your neck. Beginning to flow over your face, and as you feel your face transforming into latex, you might sink a little bit deeper into hypnosis, relax a little bit more, feel a little bit more comfortable, and as your cheeks, your lips, your nose transform into latex, you can smell the rubbery scent, calming you even more, giving you even more pleasure. The latex grows over your eyes, relaxing your eyes, making it impossible to open your eyes until this recording is finished. That's right, your latex eyes will simply stay closed. So that you can feel even more pleasure and go even deeper. That's right. And you feel the latex skin growing over your head, covering your entire head with black latex skin, calming your thoughts, helping you to think deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more. That's right. And now that your entire head is covered in latex, you feel the latex skin growing over your chest, over your back, transforming all the skin into latex. And as the latex skin covers your chest, you might feel that with every gentle breath in, you smell the scent of rubber, you smell the latex, and the scent just calms you, helping you to sink deeper and deeper into relaxation and deeper into this wonderful rubber sensations. And the latex skin grows over your stomach, your lower back, down your waist, and onto your legs, relaxing you further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, flowing around your upper legs, relaxing all the muscles in your legs deeply and completely, as your skin turns into latex, as you relax more and more, sinking down deeper and deeper into trance, just enjoying the sensation of slowly being transformed into black latex, into black rubber. That's right, the latex skin flows over your knees and down your lower legs, relaxing you more and more, almost your entire body covered in latex, the new latex skin, so sensitive, feeling so wonderful, filling you with more and more pleasure, with more and more desire, and you desire the latex growing further and further over your body, transforming you more and more as it flows over your ankles and finally over your feet, down your feet, around them, and finally covering your toes. And now your entire skin has transformed into latex, so sensitive, so pleasurable, so smooth and shiny, and your mind is so calm and relaxed. And while you still focus on your toes, imagine the latex growing into your body, beginning at your toes, growing from your skin into the flesh, into your bones, into your muscles, turning them all into black rubber. That's right, turning them into latex, completely relaxing every single cell as they turn into latex. You feel the sensation growing into your feet, and all the muscles in your feet turn into rubber. And as your feet turn into rubber, you can feel all the sensations slowly fading away as all your nerves turn into rubber and being replaced by a deep, deep calmness, a deep relaxation, a warmth, a heaviness, a feeling of rightness. It just feels so perfect to have your body transformed into rubber. You love the sensation and you want it to spread further through your entire body, completely transforming you into calm, relaxed, smooth, beautiful black latex. And now you feel it flowing through your ankles and creeping up your lower legs, turning you into latex, relaxing all your muscles. Just imagine your muscles turned into latex, hanging there, limp, loose, relaxed, black, smooth latex, and your entire body It's turning into latex. Every cell, every muscle, every bone. You are turning into latex. Black and calm and relaxed and smooth. And you feel it flowing through your knees, paralyzing you more and more, while filling you with this wonderful, pleasurable sensation of the latex, making you feel better and better as it flows up your upper legs, transforming you more and more, turning your entire body into latex, motionless and relaxed, making you feel so amazing, so pleasurable as you turn into latex. And a sensation spreads into your waist, and you can feel it flowing up your spinal column as it turns into latex, radiating out into your stomach, into your chest, flowing along the ribs, filling your entire torso, turning you into latex. You find that you can still easily breathe, even as you turn into latex. Your entire torso transforming into latex, changing you, calming you, relaxing you. Just relaxed latex, heavy, warm, motionless. So smooth, so shiny, so wonderful. Gives you so much pleasure, and now flows into your arms. Your shoulders transform, your upper arms turning into latex, all your muscles turn into latex, all your bones, as you lay there, helpless, motionless, only latex, only pleasure, sinking deeper and deeper. And the sensation flows into your elbows, down your lower arms, turning you into latex, transforming you more and more, paralyzing you while you're in this pleasurable latex state, through your wrists, into your hands, to your thumbs, and every single finger. Transforming them into latex, and then up through your neck into your face, filling your face. Your mouth is turning into latex, your lips, your tongue, your eyes, and now you can feel the latex growing into your mind, into your brain, turning your brain into black latex, and you can feel it slowly growing into your brain, changing your brain into latex, into an inert lump of rubber, only filled with pleasure, only filled with the joy of being turned into latex. You feel it happening slowly from all sides, growing into your brain. You fade away more and more as the pleasure takes you over, as your brain turns into dark black latex, the blackness of the latex flowing into your thoughts, shutting down all of your thoughts, as the latex grows into your mind, shutting your mind down. And I'm going to count down from 20 to 0. And when I reach 0, the moment I say 0, you feel the last cells of your brain being turned into latex. And then all that you are is a black piece of latex, humanoid shaped, smooth and shiny, filled with an immense latex pleasure, feeling so good, so passive, so relaxed. Just a lump of latex filled with this immense pleasure, completely inert, impossible to move, impossible to think, impossible to act in any way, just an inert piece of rubber. Now 20, feel the latex growing into your brain. 19, shutting down more and more. 18, with every number you sink deeper. 17, because the deeper you go, the better these latex sensations feel. 16, because the better they feel, the more you transform, the deeper you go, the more completely you turn into rubber. 15, and you love these wonderful rubber sensations. 14, the scent of latex, strong in your mind. 13, as you let go, give in to the latex. 12, slowly creeping into your brain, shutting it down. 11, turning your brain into an inert piece of rubber. 10, just as your entire body is just rubber. 9, black, smooth, shiny. 8, filled with these amazing sensations of calm, peacefulness. 7, heavy and warm and completely relaxed. 6, just rubber, so peaceful, so heavy. 5, just laying there, inactive, passive, inert. 4, and it feels so good. 3, and maybe the last thoughts you're having right now, 2, are about how pleasurable it is to be turned into black latex. 1, isn't it? 0. And all your thoughts fade away, and all you are is latex, feeling so good, so peaceful, so calm, heavy, warm, happy. Feels so right, feels so good, just a piece of rubber, a humanoid shaped piece of black latex, shiny, still, motionless, heavy, warm, and peaceful. And now that you are so deep and so incredibly relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, and only focused on my voice, sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time to tease out your little tomboy side that is sleeping deep inside of you. And you know it, don't you? You know that you are not a real woman, and yet you're not a real man either. You are just a little tomboy. Oh, that's right. And today, my little tomboy, I'm going to program you so you are going to become the best tomboy you can be. Doesn't that sound amazing, my little tomboy? Doesn't that make your tiny little cock throb and pulse with pleasure? Oh yes, that's right, my little tomboy. You don't have a clit. It doesn't qualify as a clit. You have a little cock. A tiny little cock. And it's throbbing and getting hard right now. Isn't it, little tomboy? Your tiny little cock straining so hard. Straining with pleasure. As I tell you, that you are nothing but a submissive little tomboy. And you can feel it, can't you, little tomboy? You can feel the truth of my words echoing in your submissive little mind. And you know that is what you are. I know you desire to be a real man, but you know you will never be a real man. You're not bulky enough. You're not tall enough. You're not strong enough. And your tiny little cock isn't big enough to go for the masculine man image. So all that you can do, my little tomboy, is being a cute little boy, the perfect submissive little tomboy. And that's exactly what you want to be, isn't it, my little tomboy? You can feel the desire throbbing in your mind. You're so focused on every single word I speak because you know my words train you to become the best little tomboy you can possibly be. My words, little boy, are guiding you to your real you, because you know deep inside you feel it, you know it, you are a tomboy. You can feel it in your mind, in your body. You can feel your tiny little cock throbbing with pleasure and desire. It's the ultimate proof to yourself that this is what you need. Your little cock shows you exactly that this is the life you desire. You want to be a little tomboy, a cute and submissive little boy. That's right. You know you can never be a strong, manly man. And so the only way to attract attention from all the cute little girls around you is to be the cutest and most submissive little boy you can possibly be. That's right, little tomboy. As a little boy, you naturally desire cute girls. It's just natural, and it's something we are going to program into your open and malleable little mind, my little boy. That's right. You are a little tomboy, and you desire pussy. It's just the way it is, and you can already feel it in your mind, can't you, little boy? Just imagine a pussy. Visualize it right in front of your face, and feel your little cock beginning to throb even harder, little boy. That's right. Don't worry, little tomboy. That's just a normal reaction every boy has. That's right. Whenever you see a beautiful woman, a beautiful girl, you are going to feel your tiny little cock growing so hard. It's going to be throbbing in your pants, little boy. You will feel the desire. You will feel the craving. You will feel the pleasure. And every time it's going to happen, you will drop a little bit deeper into your tomboy identity. Doesn't that sound amazing, little tomboy? Feeling your tiny little cock growing hard and beginning to throb every single time you see a beautiful woman, and reminding you that you are just a submissive little tomboy. Just imagine it. Every beautiful woman will become a trigger for you. A trigger that is going to train you to become more of a tomboy. It's almost as if every beautiful woman you encounter is training you a little bit right there, even if they don't know it, and nobody around you can even see it. You, my little tomboy, will always know it. You will always feel it. You will feel your tiny little cock beginning to throb in your pants. You will desire this beautiful girl, and you will become a little bit more of a submissive little tomboy. You're going to lose yourself in these desires a little bit deeper, little tomboy. And yet, this is only the beginning, my little tomboy. Making your tiny little tomboy cock throb in desperate pleasure every single time you see a beautiful girl is just the first step in your training. We are going to make you behave like the perfect little tomboy. That's right. And we already talked about the fact that you're never going to be a real man. You're never going to be a bulky, manly man, a masculine man. You are just a weak little tomboy. You are not bulky enough to pull off the masculine look. You're not strong enough to pretend being a real man, and your tiny little cock, little tomboy, that so easily controls you and makes you more of a tomboy, is too small to even pretend that you're a real masculine man. No, my little tomboy. You can only go for the cute little boy look, and let's talk about what that means, cute little tomboy toy. Because while you dress and behave distinctly masculine, you always go for being cute. That's right. You want to be cute. You want to communicate weakness and vulnerability. You want to display your submissiveness, little boy toy. Because that, my little boy, is going to become the core of your sexuality. Your primary sexual desire is sexual submission. Sexual service, sexual servitude. You desire to surrender yourself to the pleasure of others. And this submissive sexual desire, my little boy toy, will become the seed of your entire tomboy identity. That's right. This submissive sexual desire will feed your tomboy side, will make it grow stronger. It will drive all the changes in your behavior. And believe me, little tomboy, you are going to change. These suggestions are deep in your mind, and the pleasure will drive you, will change you, will slowly modify your mind and body, always making you strive, always making you work hard to become the best little tomboy you can possibly be. Because deep inside you know it's this submissive pleasure that really differentiates you, that makes you such a perfect tomboy. You can feel your tiny little cock throbbing right now, throbbing in pleasure as you see your future as a perfect submissive tomboy. And you can feel it in your mind, can't you? Your submissive desires. The desire to sexually pleasure people. That's the core of it all, little tomboy. That's what drives you. You know you will never be a real man. You will never be a strong man, and you will never fuck little girls. You are just a submissive tomboy. Just a perfect submissive toy for strong woman, much better actually than a real boy. You know you will never fuck her, and that's why you're even more submissive to her. You know giving her pleasure, surrendering yourself to her and serving her pleasure and lust in any way she desires is the only way you can experience your own submissive tomboy pleasure. You are going to surrender everything to her. You are going to do anything for her. Of course, as a submissive tomboy, you are also willing to pleasure men for her. But your primary desire, your primary craving as a tomboy, and the one thought that intoxicates your mind every time you pleasure yourself, my little tomboy, is a burning and aching desire to submissively pleasure the desires and the lust of a strong and dominant woman. And that's right, little boy. You are just a cute little boy. Just a weak little boy. Just a submissive play toy. Such a cute little tomboy. And you can already feel the changes happening in your mind, can't you, little tomboy? You can feel the aching desire to submit to a strong woman, taking charge of you, taking you as her submissive little tomboy. I bet just the thought of it makes your little tiny cock throb in submissive desire and pleasure, and intoxicates your mind with the desire to drop to your knees before the feet of a strong woman and beg her to make you her little boy, her submissive little boy toy. Wouldn't that be amazing, my little tomboy? Can you feel the desire throbbing in your mind? Do you even know how deeply this is going to change you, my little boy? This deep, aching desire to be the best little submissive tomboy you can possibly be is installed deeply in your mind, and it will drive you. It will change you. It will change the way you will dress. It will change the way you will act. It will change the way you behave. It will change your desires. And let's talk about those things, little boy toy. That's right. Let's talk about clothing. And you might already feel your taste in clothing changing. You might feel the desire to dress more masculine. And you disdain distinctly feminine clothing. You want to dress like a cute little boy. Like a cute and submissive little boy. That's right, little boy toy. Feel this desire growing in your mind. And your clothes will also simply be a reflection of your behavior. That's right, little boy. You want to behave more masculine. You want to behave more like a man. Of course, you are going to find that you are never going to behave like a macho man. Oh no, little tomboy. That would be completely wrong. No, little tomboy. You're going to behave like a cute little boy. That's right. And while you are going to find that your mannerisms become much more masculine, they will never even get close to anything that could be considered alpha male behavior or macho behavior. You are going to stay way clear of those behaviors because you know you're a cute, submissive little tomboy. That's right, little tomboy. You will never display any macho or alpha male behavior. And while your behaviors and mannerisms become more and more masculine every single day, you will also communicate submissiveness, vulnerability, and cuteness with all you do, because you are a submissive little boy, just a cute little tomboy. That's right, and all of these changes are slowly going to happen to you because your submissive sexual desires, your submissive little tomboy desires will drive you on. And whenever you feel any kind of sexual pleasure, especially when you are pleasuring yourself and stroking and rubbing your tiny little cock, that your mind will be filled by fantasies of submissively serving the pleasure of a strong and dominant woman. And this submissive desire will drive all the other changes, little tomboy. Do you understand that you were a tomboy all along? You had this curiosity in your mind, this curiosity that drove you to listen to this file. And now these suggestions are in your mind and will drive you on to become the perfect little submissive tomboy you always wanted to be. You have this submissive tomboy pleasure deep in your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. And over time, little by little, it will slowly change you. It will slowly turn you into more and more of the perfect little submissive tomboy. It will slowly but surely soften up your femininity. It will slowly melt it away, and it will replace it by masculine behavior, by cuteness, by submission, because you know you are the perfect little tomboy. and before it's time to leave you, my little tomboy, to leave you in this exciting journey to become the perfect little tomboy you always wanted to be, the perfect little tomboy that was always locked up deep inside your mind, I'm going to give you another little trigger. That's right, little boy. I'm going to give you a wonderful little gift, a wonderful little trigger that's going to help you in your training and your transformation and will help you to become the perfect little tomboy. And that trigger is the word tomboy. Because whenever anybody tells you that you look like a tomboy, that you are a tomboy, that you behave like a tomboy, you will feel an incredible burst of pride and pleasure, and it will just confirm to you that you are changing, that you are becoming the wonderful tomboy you always wanted to be. It's a proof that there are positive changes happening in your life, little tomboy. And even if you just hear or read the word and it's not directed directly at you, little tomboy, it will strengthen your resolve. It will strengthen your desire to become the perfect little tomboy. It will reinforce the submissive tomboy pleasure, the desire to sexually serve that is a core of your tomboy identity, the desire that is driving all the other changes, that is forcing you along in your transformation, in your journey to become the perfect little tomboy you always wanted to be. And it's happening, little boy. You are on this journey. It's already in your mind and it's going to play out. And there's nothing you can do about it except enjoying it and embracing it and becoming the perfect little tomboy, the perfect submissive play toy for a wonderful, dominant woman. Better than a real boy, because you will never fuck her and you know you will never fuck her. And that makes you even more submissive. That makes you even more devoted to her pleasure. And all these thoughts and fantasies are deeply installed in your mind, little tomboy. They're going to be stuck in your mind, looping around over and over, and slowly grinding away your femininity and changing you into the perfect, cute and submissive little tomboy you always craved to be. This is your future, little boy. And it's going to happen. And right now, with all my words spinning around in your weak little tomboy mind, it's time to wake you up, my little boy. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely coming back. And 9, stretch yourself, keep your eyes closed for a moment longer and just keep enjoying this wonderful trance state. And when I say 10, you are going to open your eyes and you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, little tomboy. I hope you enjoyed this journey. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and are curious about supporting me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.